Glad you're aboard here this morning. I'm Mark Bayshore. Current State is really lucky to have a really talented guy at the helm of our new program. Joe Lindstroth arrived barely a week ago, and because Joe's in charge, things are off to a great start. That's just between you and me. Don't tell anybody else that. But Joe Lindstroth joins me here right now to talk about your ideas about the future of this hour here on WKAR.
That's right.
A little bit about your background. Joe and I, by the way, we've been invited to speak to the Delta Waverly Rotary Club a little bit later on today out at Carrabba's on West Saginaw. So they've given us an opportunity to talk about what we have in mind here for Current State, and we do appreciate that invite an awful lot. But anyway, consider this your official welcome to WKAR, I guess, Joe.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you. You know, and you mentioned lunch today. I think that's the first of many opportunities we're going to be taking to get out in the community. We're going to take this show remotely, you know, to the different smaller communities that are in our listening area, basically that spread from Grand Rapids to Ann Arbor. We'll do some remotes here in Lansing and East Lansing, you know, and just get out there.
I found myself, when people ask me about the show, I found myself always going and say, well, there's nothing we've really taken off the table. That's always kind of my default position. But I think you came to town with that same kind of vision for the show. We don't want to neglect the news or issues or policy, but we want to walk that tightrope between news, policy, and issues, and music, performance, travel, fitness, investing. It's a, the magazine type approach that we're trying to put together here.
I think that's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, we want to be serious. We want to address the issues like today with the Lansing police chief. But we also want to have a little fun. And I think most importantly, we want this to be the community show. We want the community and your involvement in this, whether you tweet us, email us, et cetera, give us feedback. We also want you to participate in some segments. We're going to be asking, you know, for your help on. And then I think together, you, myself, and every the staff here at WKAR and the community can produce, you know, a great show and make it a meeting place, a gathering place for this community to honestly discuss issues and have a good time.
We want it to be a community platform. And I think Joe and I and Peter Worf and everybody are on the same page as far as that goes.
And we'll get there.
You've got a neat idea that you're going to go into in a little bit more detail tomorrow called Neighbors in Action, and it kind of plays off that whole community involvement.
Exactly. This is, you know, our first of what I hope to be many different segments that'll be, you know, community produced, essentially. Neighbors in Action, basically we're going to do every Wednesday, where it will be listener nominated, and we're going to be having conversations with people and organizations who work to make this community a better place. So we would love your suggestions. In fact, we require them. This segment every Wednesday will be nominated by you, the listener. It could be an organization in your neighborhood, a neighbor, someone who lives next door who, you know, just happened to do something, for example, with the veterans. Whatever it is, please send us an email at currentstate@wkar.org. In the subject line, put Neighbors in Action. And then please tell us, you know, who or what organization you would like to nominate and why. Why are they important and what work are they doing? And a little contact information never hurt.
We've got about 30 seconds, but briefly tell our listeners about your experience in Eastern Europe. This will blow your mind.
Well, yeah, you know, I originally came from Chicago. I worked on a global affairs show there at WBEZ called Worldview. Fantastic show. And kind of got into that. You know, I've lived in the Balkans on and off for about 12 years, starting in 99 in Bulgaria. And I just kept going back. I own a small house there in Bulgaria in a small village. And I've done some reporting in Kosovo on the rebuilding wine industry and the parallel education system. I just have a real fascination with the region.
A well-traveled guy, and now he belongs to us, Current State here at WKAR. Joe Lindstroth. Great to check in here.
Thank
with
you, Mark.
You.
I'll All see right. you on the other side of the glass.
We'll do it again. Okay. Joe Lindstroth here on Current State.